producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide. Final segment where I'm hosting. David Knight's coming in to cover a host of issues and to take your phone calls and more in the fourth hour. We'll bring him back. Some days I'll host, some days David Knight, Rob Dew, Paul Watson, and others. But before I go any further, here with my good buddy and personal trainer, Pat Riley, hanging out with us. I misspoke earlier when I said Supermel Vitality is going to sell out soon. It has sold out. It could be months, unfortunately, until more of that comes in. We did a huge 30% discount. People went crazy. And there was some huge surge yesterday, and it sold out what was left. We will sell out of Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2 in the next week or so. We will sell out today of the Deep Cleanse. We do have the incredible Knockout Sleep Aid. We do have the Hillary for Prison t-shirt. All of your purchases make the broadcast possible. Thank you for your support. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsHealth.com to find the great longevity line as well. But Pat Riley riding shotgun with us. Chris in Kentucky on Jesse Ventura. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just got to say, I've been listening to you for about 4 years, and I love Jesse, and I've been listening to him for a while, but it's getting painful to hear him. I mean, he sounds like he's gone full socialist.
No, I agree. As I was telling Anthony Gucciardi and Buckley during a break, and I'm going to call Ventura and just kind of tell him this today because, you know, I've defended him. I like him. I think he's a guy who's for real. He believes what he's saying, but, you know, then when I'm arguing with him and he's getting most of the time, it's kind of like some of the other interviews where folks then just don't like me arguing with him. And he really seemed irritated.
Absolutely.
And he kind of just hung up at the end. And it was just kind of like, whoa, because he used to be more libertarian. And I mean, you know, Bernie Sanders, as far as I'm concerned, can go to hell. And so can Hillary Clinton, all these people. You know, I went after Bush and folks, too, with Ventura. But he was more libertarian then, and it's just, you know, I can see his angles on some political issues, but, I mean, our border's wide open. We're paying for everything free. And he said, well, don't be racist, you know, it's not the Mexicans that are going to get us. I never said that. And that's a cheap shot, you know, to play the race card. And it's very easy.
Absolutely.
Your mic was off. What were you going to say, Pat?
It was an easy shot. Play the race card.
Yeah, it just doesn't work anymore, though. But folks see the demographics, and there's this idea, not by Ventura, but by the media, that they're going to turn Hispanics into this racial block, and so you submit to the Borg, and that's the new culture, and then you give your culture up. When it's just, it's not a melting pot that's being gone with here. It's a political conquering led by a Latin American communist pope. Everybody's getting in line for the new power structure, and guess what? I'm not doing it. Anything else, Chris?
Yeah, you know, one other. It kind of seems like he would be, Jesse would be one of those guys on the piers answering the wrong question to Mark Dice. And speaking of that, Mark Dice is another guy. I mean, he went by Mark Schildice. He used to sell books on how to pick up chicks and how to mind control people. And now all of a sudden he's.
Oh, I don't think that. I read his books. I don't. And he's attacked me before, too, but I don't care. I just don't care. I love it all. You know, I love Ventura, I love Mark Dice, okay? And if your name's Scholl Dice, you boil it down and say Dice. It's like a German/Polish name. I mean, you know, it's whatever. And you know what? I love it when Mark Dice, got mad at me and stuff and attacked me. I mean, it made for great entertainment, and I forgive him, and it's okay. I mean, I just don't care. Look, he produces really good stuff. He does funny things. Everybody grows. Nobody's perfect. And Ventura, I mean, I like Jesse. But I tell you, he... is taking a big leftist turn. I like the guy that doesn't like both parties. I like the guy that wants to expose 9/11. That's the guy, you know, who wouldn't shut up about the war and got fired from MSNBC and lost, you know, a lot of money. I mean, I admire him for stuff like that. So I like Ventura. I just think he can't handle me arguing with him. You know, I think that's the issue. And so that's fine. Listen, I'm out of time. We'll be able to get to Dion, Scott, and Tim if you want to hold over when the great David Knight, who folks want to run for president, is coming up. And then later in the week, Paul Joseph Watson is going to be hosting the fourth hour and more. and the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. Pat, thanks for coming in, bro.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. The transmission continues.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistles, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, the wrap-up and overdrive of the fourth hour. I'm David Knight, your host. We've got a host of issues here that we're going to talk about. One of them, of course, is an article that's up on InfoWars.com today. Half of Americans believe the federal government to be an immediate threat to freedom. My question is, why so low? What is it that they don't understand? When you look at the situation we just had, Alex Jones reported about yesterday as he was flying. He was hassled, detained for 35 minutes, searched, lectured, threatened. Maybe they put him on a no-fly list. Who knows? Because they don't tell you if they put you on a no-fly list. You're not allowed to know until the next time you try to fly, and then they take you off. What did he have? He had a bottle of grape jelly. What did they think that was? What does grape jelly look like that is a possible threat? I really don't understand. Did they think he was trying to ship live anthrax? No, that's the Department of Defense that does that on a regular basis. Or weaponized bubonic plague. No, they did that as well. Shipping that through UPS. They don't fly commercial airlines. They use UPS to ship their live bioweapons in the mail. But what if he had shown up at the airport with a suitcase bomb, like Ahmed Mohammed, the 14-year-old kid, or I think that's his first name, his last name is Mohammed, the 14-year-old kid that Obama is going to honor at the White House? What if you took something that looked like that to the airport? I'm not recommending you do it. that will probably haul you off and no one will ever hear from you again because we don't have anything such as due process anymore in this country. Can you imagine if you took something like that to the airport and ran it through their screeners? I mean, maybe they wouldn't notice. I mean, it is, after all, security theater. It might just sail through and nobody would pay any attention. But if it did get drawn to their attention, I guarantee you, you wouldn't get an invitation to the White House. I guarantee it. And, of course, as we've mentioned over and over again, Obama has no problems whatsoever with an out-of-control police department that is encamped in our schools. I can't even believe that we have that in the schools. It is so far removed from anything that I grew up in, anything that my wife taught in, and that was just a couple of decades ago. We are so rapidly falling into tyranny. I can't understand why only half of the people believe that the federal government is an immediate threat to freedom. It's not a threat. It's already taking your freedoms. It's already telling you that everything you have has to be sacrificed to national security. Not just your money and taxes, but also every right, every bit, because your rights are property as well. It's not just your money, your property to go to pay for an out-of-control government that is involved in war after war after war. And I want to talk about that in just a moment. But let's first talk about the boogeyman in Russia. Of course, this story came out on RT, and they're talking about the government there is going to ban GMO food production in Russia. They have already already banned the importation of GMO food. They said a group of MPs backed by parliamentary majority party United Russia drafted a bill that severely restricted the imports of genetically modified agricultural produce and completely banned its domestic production. Now, this is after they said this draft has not passed through the parliament, but later in the year, the state Duma approved a package of amendments imposing fines on businesses that sell products containing GMO without adequate labeling to warn consumers. What a difference. What a difference. Why is it that in this country, even people who typically stand for informed consent, stand for choice, stand for freedom, people like Rand Paul would support the DARK Act? That's what we call it. Forbidding state governments from telling people honestly what's in their food. We're not even allowed to know. So not only are we allowed to have this stuff put into our food, they're going to try to ban it in Russia, but we have people who are trying to facilitate it, trying to hide the fact that this is in the food. Why do they not want it on the label? Because people don't want it in their food. It's just honesty. It's not overregulation, because the government should be there as a referee to prevent force or fraud. That's what I agree with as a libertarian. I think government ought to be there as an honest referee to stop people from robbing you, using force on you, or ripping you off. When they steal from you, when they deceive you, then they ought to go to prison. If we're going to use government, that's what we should use it for. Have an honest, open, free market where people know what's in their food. But they call it the Safe and Accurate Food Act. It's not at all that. It's an attempt by the federal government to shut down any information about what's in your food. And it is a violation of the 10th Amendment. When Rand Paul was defending this, he said that he was torn between the two because there were really bad pieces of legislation that were working their way through in the state legislatures. But he didn't like the idea that the federal government was going to do it. You know what? I don't either. Because the 10th Amendment says that unless they specifically are given that power, they don't have the power. We ought to be eviscerating the FDA. If you ran on a platform where you said, I'm going to stop the FDA from withholding drugs from cancer patients, that would be huge. You hear me, Donald Trump? I mean, you're about the only one that has the courage to say something that radical, because the rest of these guys are just going to toe the corporate line that we've seen from the big mega establishment. But, of course, that establishment, interestingly enough, is pushing hard to get Hillary Clinton in. This is an article up on InfoWars today. Establishment Democrats are working hard to push Clinton over Sanders. Now, this is an organization, and we've seen not only are they pushing to get her in, but also there, in many cases, some of the bigger corporations are starting to abandon Clinton. They certainly don't want Bernie Sanders. They're concerned about Bernie Sanders. I don't think that he's controllable for them, but I think that Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton are. I think Joe is biding his time. I think he's going to pop into the race when we see that Hillary Clinton drops 20 points in the South Carolina poll. That was on September the 9th. We see that the person that picks up those is not Bernie Sanders there necessarily. It is Joe Biden who seems to be picking up this. So the establishment, I think, has got two horses in this race, Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden. And I think that they're going to put themselves behind Joe Biden at the end. I think there's a lot of people who, even though Hillary Clinton is very well connected with the Democrat establishment, I think there's a lot of people in the Democrat establishment that are afraid of her, that perhaps the Clintons could blackmail. I think they're afraid of that mafia. So they look at somebody that probably they could deal with a little bit more easily, like Joe Biden. And I don't support him. I mean, this is just politics gamesmanship that I see happening here. Now, in the article that we have that Kurt Nimmo wrote today, he said a CNN ORC poll, O-R-C, I guess the orcs, I guess they're polling orcs, conducted between September 11th and the 19th. If that can be trusted, Clinton is supported by 42%, Bernie Sanders at 24%. Joe Biden, who has yet to declare his entry into the race, is at 22%, just 2 points behind Bernie Sanders. That's why I think he could rapidly take over, because, look, this is a guy who, you have to ask yourself, how in the world did a guy from the smallest state in the union, who doesn't really bring any voting block or any connection there, he certainly had to be politically connected to get in as the vice president for Obama. And he seems to have a lot of connections. And if you saw the interview that he had with Stephen Colbert, it was a puff piece interview, but he did a great job coming across. Of course, we know that he's prone to gaffes, but that doesn't seem to be a problem this time around. People are looking for someone that they think is authentic, and if you misspeak, that simply makes you sound authentic to them, no matter how well connected with the establishment you are. Now, on the other side of things, even though there are people still in the Democratic Party who are still trying to push Clinton, and I believe that there's others who are trying to drive her out, if they can get her down with this email scandal, that would be something where they could take her down without getting themselves involved. But with her financial backers, we see a couple of days ago on September 19th, USA Today reported that big businesses are abandoning the Clinton Global Initiative. That sounds pretty sinister, doesn't it? The Clinton Global Initiative. Yeah, it's actually it is sinister. It actually is a globalist plot. It is a nonprofit arm of the Clinton dynasty, USA Today says. But some of the investment companies, some of the large corporations, the mega corporations that have pulled out of donating to that right now are Samsung, ExxonMobil, Deutsche Bank, HSBC, PricewaterhouseCoopers, big accounting firm, Hewlett-Packard, Monsanto, and Dow. So some of these high-profile corporations, as they say, might not be the only supporters backing away from association with the Clinton family charitable arm. In 2014, eight national leaders, kings, presidents, prime ministers appeared on the program for the Clinton Global Initiative annual meeting. Now, this year, only two leaders, one from Colombia and another one from Liberia, are on the program. How's that for a drop in your self-esteem when you've just got two leaders, one from Colombia and the other one from Liberia? Most Americans probably couldn't find those two countries on the map. But nevertheless, I think that's going to move in the way of Joe Biden. Now, on the other side, we've got Carly Fiorina moving up rapidly in the polls, and I want to take a look at that and also what Donald Trump says he's going to spend $100 million to win the presidency. That used to be a lot of money. That used to be the entire amount of money going back to the early, early days of the American Republic, you know, like 2000. In 2000, George Bush spent $100 million and Al Gore accused him of trying to buy the election. Remember that? Well, Donald Trump could spend that on his own, but that's going to be pretty small compared to the amount of money that people are raising and spending today, hundreds of millions. I think it was the last time that Obama ran. I'm just pulling from memory here. I think it was something like $600 million or more that Obama had. Because, you know, those big corporations like we just listed, Monsanto, Hewlett-Packard, Deutsche Bank, HSBC, they're the ones getting involved in this, and they have changed the way that corporations can get involved. They've also changed the party rules, however. That's a report from the New York Times. They say party rules meant to streamline the race may backfire for the GOP. You remember that the GOP was very, very frightened about the rise of Ron Paul. They wanted to make sure that was never going to happen again, that they were never going to have to embarrass themselves by publicly rigging the primaries and the caucuses as we saw them do and caught them red-handed. So what they did was they tried to rush things up, and they're saying that this may actually backfire on the GOP establishment. It may actually make it easier for Donald Trump to get the nomination. And certainly he's saying things and saying them in a way that the other candidates in the GOP fear to tread. When we come back, though, we're going to take a look at the rising candidate of the week, Carly Fiorina.
Don't worry about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in this news wrap-up, fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We have a breaking news article that was just handed to me by Kit Daniels. Media promotes pedophile rights. Not long after same-sex marriage ruling, leftists are now demanding rights for pedophiles. They say the leftist media is promoting this as the next social justice movement. Salon.com published an op-ed by a self-described pedophile asking Americans to, quote, learn to accept pedophiles and to be, quote, understanding and supportive of their sexual orientation. This is now a sexual orientation. Preying on young children. What do we expect when we despise the idea anymore in America of consent? We despise the idea of consent when it comes to what's in your food. What's in your medicine? What medicines you will take? What medicines you will be injected with? We're not informed, and they don't want our consent when it comes to trade treaties that are going to remake our economy, remake our government. They don't want our consent. And so why would they care about the consent of children? Because you can't give consent as a child. That's what we've always understood. We've always understood that children are especially vulnerable because children are easily manipulated. And so we have always had an age of consent that has varied back and forth over the years, over different societies. But we all understand children need to be protected because they are not able to give consent. That's why pedophilia is wrong. Let me make that very simple for you. It's one of the key reasons why it's wrong. You can never have mutual consent by definition. This is another example of our government selling this evil because of a Brave New World philosophy. It's exactly like Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. They kept the vast majority of the population under control by keeping them in this hedonistic stupor. That's precisely what's going on in our society. People go back and forth. We've talked about this before. Do we live in a 1984 world? Do we live in an Aldous Huxley's Brave New World? Well, actually, you live in both. The vast majority of the people, if they can be controlled, they go for them first with a Brave New World dumbing down. If somehow that idiocracy that you are fed in school, fed in the media, fed by the politicians, if that doesn't work, then what they give you is the full Orwellian 1984 treatment. Total surveillance to identify those who are going to stand out from amongst the dumbed-down idiocracies. That's the whole idea behind activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics, the geospatial intelligence. It's predictive. They want to see who pops up. It's just that simple. You know, there's an old saying in Japan, in terms of making conformity, we had some friends who were Japanese, and they said, and I can't remember the exact expression, but it's essentially the head that pops up gets hammered down. There is a massive effort, very successful in Japanese society, to make everybody conform to society's norms, the things that are dictated to them, the cultural norms, how you what it means to be successful, that type of thing. And if you deviate from that, you are hammered down. We are going to be living in a high-tech society, a technocracy, as the big new Brzezinski looked at, that's going to monitor everything that we do. He predicted this a long time ago. That's how they picked him to lead the Trilateral Commission. They were very, very happy with the book that he wrote in 1970, talking about the technocracy, talking about merging three global blocks in North America, Asia, and Europe, those being the stepping stones to a one-world government. This has been planned for a very long time. This has always been the dream of tyrants and dictators. And the way they do it, even going back to Plato's Republic, make sure you destroy the family. Make sure you know that nobody identifies with a mother and a father or with a family, but only with the state. That was Plato's ideal. Make sure that they don't know, that it's not possible for them to even know who their parents are. So the only parent is the state. And, of course, that is precisely what happened in Huxley's world. This is what they're selling us now. Listen to this quote. This is also from the pedophile who's selling this. He says, in essence, your brain knows what it likes, and it isn't going to take no for an answer, he said in his op-ed. For that reason, the nature or nurture question with respect to sexual preference is ultimately irrelevant. It all becomes all hardwired soon enough until it's all you know, and it's self-reinforcing, no matter how much you wish to dig it out. Many of us look at that and say, yes, Unfortunately, this man is possessed in many different aspects of that word with his sexuality. This is the way it's going to be sold to us. First, it's going to be, as he's putting it to us, then we're going to see pedophilia represented in a funny little way. We're already seeing that in many different ways interjected into movies. You'll have some sympathetic characters that'll come along, and then they will demand that it is a civil right. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about ISIS and little green men that the Russians are finally admitting exist.
We're
not the kind
march.
You think of, though.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in this fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, the news wrap-up. I want to go to a caller who's been waiting a long time, Scott in Washington. Before I do, I just want to let you know that we do have Survival Shield X2 back in stock. We ran out of it during the money bomb last week, but we got an emergency supply in. So that is now available at our store, this ultra-pure, ultra-powerful iodine, available to you at the most affordable prices out there. The elite know that you need iodine to live. That's why they took it out of the food supply. And that's why they're buying up iodine supplies around the world. We do have it back in stock. Let me read you a couple of the reviews that are on InfoWarsLife.com. This one is from Barrett in Burlington, Wisconsin. He says, super easy to use. Three drops on the tongue in the morning tastes great. If I don't have time to make coffee, at least I know this takes 5 seconds and I'll get the energy I need to get going. Buy this product, he said. Another one, Logan in Phoenix, Arizona. I take 6 drops daily, first thing in the morning, and the results are terrific. Read the reviews. Read about iodine. Read why it is an essential nutrient that you need. And you can find all of that as well as buy it is now in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go to Scott in Washington. Scott, thank you for hanging on for so long. You wanted to talk about immigration, it says.
Yeah, I did. I do want to talk about immigration, but I just wanted to mention real quick because you were talking about the stuff that was going on in the primaries as far as on the Democratic side about them putting up Joe Biden in place of Hillary. And I think the whole thing with that is that Bernie Sanders was meant to be the attention getter to get the base riled up and to turn it over to whoever the front runner over there is going to be, because Bernie Sanders is a shill. No doubt he was paid off by them to do that. And whether it's going to be Hillary or Joe or something, the fact that they're doing all that stuff behind the scenes, they haven't even had a debate or something, that tells you a lot right there about how secretive they are. But
oh, it's totally controlled. I mean, we saw that with the Republican primaries, as I mentioned, with Ron Paul when he was running, how corrupt the GOP was. These guys don't even pretend to have debates. I mean, that's how controlled the Democrat Party is. And it really does underscore why we need to have a much more open electoral system. It's one of the many things that makes the electoral system completely rigged, completely dysfunctional, and that is even just ballot access or access to the debates. We've seen that happen over and over again. But you had a comment about immigration. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. What inspired me to call in was basically when Jesse Ventura was on, and I'm not picking on him just per se, but I've noticed with that joke and that whole thing about, oh, you're racist if you don't accept the borders and stuff, and typically it comes from these people who do not have dogs in the fight themselves. They are all secluded, you know, in their own little areas and stuff like that. They're not amongst, you know, in these areas where a lot of these immigrants come into or these illegals come into, where there's a lot of this infighting going on in the inner cities and stuff like that, they put up these arguments about, oh, well, but they're coming over here for a better life. Do you want to just punish them? Well, I would say to them, okay, was it fair to those who were over here who tried to go through the legal hoops to get here legally and stuff like that? Is it fair to discard them? I would say, you know what, hey, if you're all accepting about having people come over here illegally and stuff, put up or shut up. Invite some of them into your house. You know, give of yourself.
Yeah, we heard Nancy Pelosi say that. She said, all these people coming, we just have we have one community that just happens to have a border running through it. I wish I could adopt them all. But she didn't, did she? She didn't adopt a single one, precisely what you're talking about. Look, Scott, what it boils down to is just look at the education standpoint of this. We have an explosion in our schools, and it's not just providing an education for them. All these children, and they're not just all coming from Central and South America, they're coming from all over the world. 40, 50, 60 different languages some school districts are having to teach these children in, because we have to give them a customized education. We don't want them to assimilate. Heaven forbid they would assimilate. Heaven forbid we would have a melting pot. That would not serve the motives of the controlling elite whatsoever. It's all about divide and conquer, but it's also a practical aspect. We will literally be driven out of our homes just to pay for the education aspect of it, even if it's not any other welfare aspects. Already, education budgets are out of control in most cases. That's where the massive property taxes that everyone has to pay are coming from. And if you're not paying the property taxes because you live in a rented apartment, you are still paying it. You just don't see it itemized. You don't understand what a huge part of your living expenses that is. So are we going to wind up being homeless in our own country? And that's one of the aspects of it. I hear people like Jesse Ventura say, look, we have to understand that unless we're Native Americans or Indians, as Russell Means preferred the term Indian, unless we're Indians, we're all immigrants here. Well, you know what? I don't support the idea that we stole land from the Indians. I don't support the idea that we tore up the treaties that we made with the Indians. I think that's horrendous. I think Russell Means was right when he said the federal government has destroyed every treaty it's made with the Indians. The treaty they made with you, white man, is the Constitution, and they have shredded that as well. So I'm concerned about all those things. I'm concerned about the practicality of it. We cannot save everyone. The obvious example being when you're on a plane and there's a problem and the air masks come down, they say, put it on yourself first. You can help people. Look at this situation in Syria. And I'm going to move on. Thank you so much for calling, Scott. I want to talk about this situation in Syria because it's a good example of how they will create a second problem rather than addressing the root of the problem. We have a massive buildup continuing on. We see the breaking story today. Russian Marines are battling ISIS in Syria. Russian Marines, this is up on Infowars.com, Russian Marines clashed with ISIS in Syria on Sunday, according to Russian media. During the fight, the Marines allegedly killed several militants, captured others after ISIS attempted to attack an airbase operated by the Russian military. It brings up a couple of questions, Kit points out. Interestingly, the newspaper also reported that ISIS militants possessed a detailed plan of the airbase and clear satellite imagery with the marked key military installations. Where would they get that information? Maybe from the same people that are giving them training and equipment and support and are smuggling Muslim Chechens into Syria to fight in that war. That would be us. Even though we pretend that we absolutely know nothing whatsoever about it. Go back to the GOP debate, for example. And, of course, this is a question that came up by Hugh Hewitt. Hugh Hewitt, a radio personality, one of the biggest neocons you'll find out. They're always pushing the any war that he can find. And he addressed the question to Donald Trump. He said, Mr. Trump, 2 years ago, Obama drew a red line that the Syrian dictator Bashar Assad crossed. Obama threatened to strike. He didn't. His knees buckled. Now we've got 4 million refugees, as if that's the reason that didn't happen. We were the ones who were pushing that. But Hugh Hewitt couches it in the position saying, you have three senators to your right that said no to this. Do they bear responsibility for the refugee crisis? What would you have done when Assad crossed the line? Really? So we go into this area. We have now ISIS commanders who are telling us that they were created by the U.S. military. We have daily revelations about this. An ISIS commander in Afghanistan said the same thing. We had revelations the day of the GOP debate about the head of ISIS in Syria talking about bringing in Chechen rebels. And yet we're supposed to pretend, along with the GOP, along with Hugh Hewitt, that this is something we had absolutely nothing to do with, and that now this war that we started because we want to take down Assad, this war that America started that has been pushing for multiple years now, that because we didn't go in there and do a knockout punch, that now this is all happening. We need to stop the war that we started, that we continue in Syria. We need to let the Russians kill ISIS instead of equipping ISIS. They are our surrogates. Just as the Mujahideen, just as they became Al-Qaeda, they were our surrogates as well. This is an old game, and they keep getting away with it with the American press. Now, what did Trump say? He said, I wouldn't have drawn the line, but once I drew it, once Obama drew it, he had no choice but to go across that line. And he said, if he'd gone in with tremendous force, you wouldn't have millions of people displaced all over the world. And then Hewitt comes back and asks him a follow-up question. Now, first of all, that is absolutely wrong. It just would have happened sooner, and Rand Paul points that out. But I find it interesting that when Hewitt asks him a follow-up question, Donald Trump says a couple of things, and then he repeats verbatim, if you look at the transcript, if he had gone in with tremendous force, you wouldn't have had millions of people displaced all over the world. That's something that they've thought about. And that's the line that he's going to stick with. That it's our fault because we didn't go in and presumably nuke Syria to get Assad out. Now we have this flood of immigrants that are coming everywhere. That's the lie that they're trying to tell you. That's the lie that they're selling you about that. And, of course, the other lie that they're trying to sell you is the fact that what's going on in the Ukraine, that this is something that is a piece of Russian aggression. We started these color revolutions. We pushed up to those areas. And now we've got the Pentagon wargaming in a Baltic battle against Russia. This was reported over the weekend by Foreign Policy magazine, and we reported it at Infowars.com. And what they said was the troubling thing about the war games with Russia and the Baltic area is that the United States keeps losing. Really? Is that really true? Or is this really just a play to step up spending for the military-industrial complex? I believe that's what this revival of the Cold War is all about. This is an effort to get that profit center ramped up again. And so now they're telling us, you know what? Even though we've got more than half of the military in the entire world, we've got more than half, bigger than Russia and China and the European armies and everybody else combined, we just can't beat the Russians. We're going to have more spending. Military-industrial complex, mission accomplished. That's what they want to do. They want to create a crisis because they've got the solution prepared, and that is a massive arms race, perhaps this time with autonomous killer robots instead of nuclear weapons. Maybe that's going to be the crux of the arms race. Absolute, total insanity. And we have an article up on Infowars.com today from Paul Craig Roberts, someone who was high up in the Treasury Department, the Republican administration of Ronald Reagan, says all Republican presidential candidates stand for war. It is reckless for Washington to take provocative actions against Russia. And he points out, he says, Carly Fiorina positioned herself alongside the macho men as a warmonger. She let the military security complex know that she, too, was for sale. Send in the campaign donations. She will see that the money flows back to the military security complex and the buildup of fleets and armaments that will send the Russians a message. Even though she said she wouldn't talk to Putin, she's going to send him a message with a massive buildup of equipment. And as I pointed out, this isn't going to be your grandfather's military buildup. This is going to be something far more horrific. These killer robots are something that they will be able to use and let loose in confined regions, unlike a nuclear war that they were concerned about going to a full Dr. Strangelove scenario. But it quite frankly could turn into a Dr. Strangelove scenario. So while they're telling you that we have to go in and take care of the migrants because we've got this humanitarian crisis, that's the line that was being sold by Donald Trump before and during the debate, that we didn't do enough, we didn't do it big enough, hard enough, soon enough, that's why we have this crisis? Not at all. Actually, quite frankly, Rand Paul had a good response, and I'm going to read that to you. What he said was, I think this gets to the point of wisdom on when to intervene and when we shouldn't. Had we bombed Assad at this time, like President Obama wanted and like Hillary Clinton wanted and many Republicans wanted, I think ISIS would be in Damascus today. I think ISIS would be in charge of Syria had we bombed Assad. Sometimes both sides of a civil war are evil, and sometimes an intervention sometimes makes us less safe. This is the real debate we have to have in the Middle East. Every time we've toppled a secular dictator, we've gotten chaos, the rise of radical Islam, and now we're even at more risk. Exactly. But then what does Marco Rubio do? He chimes in and says, well, what do you do if you have chemical weapons that end up in the hands of radical Islamic terrorists like al-Nusra? We were the ones who put it in their hands. It was shown by multiple news organizations. We talked about how that had happened in the past. And finally, we had people within the U.S. military leak out the fact that it wasn't sarin gas from the Syrian government. It was something different. That was how close we came to going in to a full-scale war. But now it is ramping up because we've got Russian troops that are in the Ukraine, in the Crimea, as the U.S. is wargaming there. We also have Russian troops that are now in Syria, as we saw this article that I began this with. And, of course, the Russian media has been referring to these people as little green men. They've been a bit more transparent, a lot more transparent, I should say, than our media. Our media pretends that we don't even have American troops, American boots on the ground. They've said they're going to put some in. But and they've reported that we have spokespersons for the government saying that they're going to put people in, but they won't actually say that they're there. They won't actually show them. It's interesting that in Russia, they have been showing them, but then calling them little green men because they put masks over their face and other things so they can't be identified as Russians. We've had Western soldiers with American accents that we've caught on videotape. Some people have caught that and put that up on YouTube to show that we already have American troops in the Ukraine. This is absolute insanity. And then on top of this insanity is the massive migration and the lies behind that piled on top of everything else. We have a story up on Infowars.com. Kerry says that the U.S. will accept 85,000 refugees in 2016. It was just this weekend that Hillary Clinton was criticizing John Kerry, saying, you're only going to take 15,000. You should take 65,000. Then we hear Kerry says, 65,000? I'll raise your 65,000. 85,000. And now the latest bid of the hour is, in an article that Drudge has linked, 200,000, Kerry is saying. See how rapidly this is escalating? In just a couple of days, we've gone from 15 to 65,000 to 85,000, now to 200,000 in this bid to accept refugees into America. This is not into Europe. This is into America. At the same time, we learned that 4 out of 5 migrants are not even from Syria. The whole thing is a lie. The fact that we need to take these people, the humanitarian crisis is something that we created. Now they come in and we say, well, we need to take these people from Syria. And yet 4 out of the 5 of them are not from Syria. Most of them are single males that are coming in. They're not families that are running in refugees. This is an article from the Daily Mail saying the EU logged 213,000 arrivals in April, May, and June. Only 44,000 of those were fleeing the Syrian civil war. Well, where did the rest of them come from? They say many of those who are coming to Europe are doing so for economic reasons, not for humanitarian reasons. And, of course, we could easily stop the humanitarian crisis. But they say the number of Afghans looking for asylum has gone up fourfold, from 6,300 to 27,000. Another 17,700 claims are made by Albanians whose country is at peace. This is what we're looking at. And, of course, how do you vet the people to know that you're not letting in jihadists? How do you vet people to know who they are? You don't with open borders. That's the point. We'll be right back.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
The last segment of the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight here in the fourth hour and the news wrap-up. We were just talking about the massive problems with immigration in both Europe, and now we're making that problem our own. We've got John Kerry in a bidding war with Hillary Clinton as to who can accept the most migrants into the United States. We're all told that they're coming from Syria, that they are humanitarian refugees. Nevertheless, a very small percentage of them are, as we just pointed out. But is Saudi Arabia going to do anything to help these refugees? Yes, they have come up finally with an offer to help them. They offered to build 200 mosques in Germany. How's that? That's a help, isn't it? They're not going to let any of them go to Saudi Arabia. We've got our closest Arab ally, Saudi Arabia, bombing Yemen, targeting civilians, and yet we ignore that humanitarian crisis, and they won't take any refugees into Saudi Arabia. It was only about 10 days ago that Paul Joseph Watson talked about Saudi Arabia having 100,000 air-conditioned tents that can house 3 million people. That would be something where they could take some refugees and put them there in a temporary facility, but they're not about to do that. Those, of course, are there because of the Islamic pilgrimages that they have once a year. And here's another question. The Pope has told us that air conditioning is evil, that those of us in the West shouldn't have it. Does he feel that it's evil for those on Islamic pilgrimage to have it there? What kind of efficiency do you think you get with a tent in the desert and an air conditioner? I mean, the massive, I can't even imagine the massive amount of power and that has to be used to try to cool a tent. If you look at this picture, there is absolutely no insulation on these things, and it is out in the middle of the desert there. But let's not worry about that. Let's simply criticize people for having air conditioning. Now, as I pointed out in the last segment, and we have the article from Paul Craig Roberts today, all the Republican presidential candidates stand for war. And, of course, one of the most militaristic is Carly Fiorina. I would call her a Lindsey Graham in a skirt, although that might be redundant. I just haven't seen pictures of Lindsey in a skirt yet. But, of course, she is the darling of the week with Fox News, perhaps much longer than that. And why is it? Well, it's because Carly Fiorina not only promises to the military-industrial complex anything that they want, a blank check for them, but her only government experience has been working with Michael Hayden, with the CIA, and how they can do dragnet surveillance of the American people. And, of course, being at Hewlett-Packard, she had some experience with that because Hewlett-Packard has set up the massive biometric tracking system that Israel has used to track Palestinians over there. They pretty much have a lock inside the Israeli government, the military-industrial complex there. But one of the things that I think is interesting is how she has sold herself as the anti-Hillary. She says, I'm going to take feminism off the table at the same time she wears it on her sleeve continuously. And I think it's instructive to look back that when she ran for Senate, as Barbara Boxer, the lady that she ran against, who beat her, pointed out, it was the best year for Republicans that they'd had in a very long time back in 2010. Remember, they took over the Congress. Republicans were winning everywhere, but Carly Fiorina did not win her race against the other woman. She was saying she was going to be the antidote to that, and that's precisely what we did not see. She also said she was the most mean-spirited candidate she had ever seen in her race. And there was a commercial, which I wanted to get to. Look it up on Google. This 30-second commercial will educate you about Carly Fiorina's background. Once they started running that commercial, she nosedived in the polls and she never recovered. And I think it is a very fair and accurate commercial. Do your due diligence. Understand what's going on. Understand you're going to get your freedom back fighting at the local level. None of these presidential candidates is going to give it to you. That's it for today's broadcast. Join us for the nightly news tonight.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today, watch the informational videos, and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com.